Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe. Hello Zimbabwe, you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we are discussing economic challenges faced by women and their families during this festive season. But first, as the world awaits United States President-elect Donald Trump's return to the White House next month, Taiwan is caught between growing Chinese aggression and uncertainties surrounding U.S.-Taiwan relations. VOA's William Yang reports from Taipei.
From military personnel to civilians, Taiwan's residents have been preparing for an uncertain future with the new U.S. president soon to take office and mounting pressures from China. Beijing considers self-governed Taiwan a part of China and says it will use force, if necessary, to make that claim a reality. While President Joe Biden has repeatedly said the U.S. will come to Taiwan's aid if China were to attack, President-elect Trump has suggested Taiwan should pay the U.S. for its defense.
I'm a bit worried because it's hard to tell what Trump is saying, what he's actually doing, and what he's doing behind the scenes, things that we can't see. He's always acted in his own interest and the interest of the United States.
While Trump has picked prominent China hardliner Marco Rubio and Michael Waltz as potential cabinet nominees, his comments on Taiwan have been vague. Here's Trump's response in July 2023 in an interview with Fox News.
I don't want to say what I'm thinking. You know, if I answer that question, it will put me in a very bad negotiating position.
We don't know at this point if he means it when he wants to return the United States to a more isolationist position.
China's position is clear from this November 7th press conference.
China firmly opposes any form of official interaction between the United States and Taiwan.
Some Taiwan residents think that Democratic Islands' values will help cement relations with the U.S. and like-minded countries.
Trump wants to differentiate himself from Biden, so he has his personal views, but I don't think that will affect Taiwan's value in the U.S. or as part of the global line of defense.
Experts also agree major changes in U.S.-Taiwan relations under the next administration are unlikely.
The mood is that we will be very careful and very watchful about the development, and we are not panicking. We also have a very strong bipartisan support in the Congress, and that always can be Taiwan's best ambassadors to sustaining and improving the Taiwan-U.S. relations and in all different fields.
While Taiwan continues to court the U.S. and prepare for the incoming Trump administration, China has been ramping up military pressure toward the island since Taiwan President Lai Ching-te took office in May, with exercises around Taiwan and Coast Guard incursions. The actions are as much directed at Taiwan's government as its voters, says Ko.
They're hoping that by creating this sense of embattlement and containment of Taiwan, that inevitably, eventually, that would compel Taiwanese voters, if not Taiwanese government, to engage in risk avoidance.
Ko says Beijing's level of aggression toward Taiwan may depend on its assessment of the new Trump administration's policies for Taiwan and China. William Yang, VOA News, Taipei, Taiwan.
Meanwhile, smallholder maize farmers in six South African provinces are using homegrown digital tech normally available only to commercial farmers to get the most out of their fields. Marisen de Klerk reports from maize fields in South Africa's Magaliesberg region.
Advances in agriculture technology have helped commercial farmers boost their yields worldwide.
But affordability and accessibility issues often mean smaller farmers don't have access to the same tech. To bridge this gap, South Africa's Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, or CSIR, is developing a web-based system tailored for small farmers. It's called the Precision Agriculture Information System, or PIAS. Moses Che is the project's lead scientist. He says the platform works in local languages and uses artificial intelligence to analyze data that can help farmers make their fields more productive.
We have adapted soil pH, soil organic content, soil nitrogen content or information that no other system has gone down to that level to generate such information.
Data is collected with drones and other equipment and is then compared to satellite images to help farmers optimize growing conditions. According to the CSIR, the system could increase farmers' yields by up to 20%. Stefan Janssen van Rensburg is a digital farming expert with Bayer Crop Science, which was not part of the CSIR project. He says teaching farmers how to analyze the data is one of the challenges.
It needs to be affordable for farmers to be adapted. The second one is the educational part. Farmers need to be educated and trained and upskilled how to use the products, the best products, effectively.
Northwest of Johannesburg, aspiring commercial farmer Wandile Sikosana is still at the wild stage, but says learning about the current PIAS's capabilities and how it can benefit his maize yields hasn't proven too difficult.
They say that they can check the moisture in the soil, I mean, via satellite. It's like, wow. Yeah, no, I understand what it tells me, and it's not that difficult to use, I must say. For somebody who was born before technology, I can find my way around.
As Ikosana and his team rush to plant the last seeds of the season, he says he is hoping to use the PIAS data to help him choose the right fertilizer for better yields next year. Marisa de Klerk, VOA News, Magaliesburg District, South Africa.
Now, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss our topic on challenges faced by women during this festive season, we are joined by our guests. For now, our guest is Bulawayo's Ward 10 Councillor, Ms. Kalazani Ndlovu, who's also the local authority's water chairperson. We are hoping to be joined later by Reverend Sihle Muzenda of Glory Embassy Worldwide in Bulawayo. But for now, welcome to the show, Councillor Ndlovu. Yebo ke, Councillor, siyabona ukuthi wamukele kunsukwana ezedluleyo izipho ezivela kwinkampani yakhona ngapho koBulawayo ebona ngeyokubhaka izimota ebinika abanye abampofu ukudla. Ungasichazisela ukuthi kahle kahle kuhambe njani lapha, bebelinikani, ngasizathu bani, kwatholo bani, njalo kuhambe njani?
Yebo ke sizwile lapho ke u Councillor Khalazani Ndlovu ucingo lakhe luwile kodwa kusenani sizazama ukumdinga njalo kuye ecingweni. For those that have just joined us, here we are discussing challenges, economic challenges faced by women during this festive season. And we just asked Councillor Khalazani Ndlovu what is going on in her ward, because she recently received some goods on behalf of vulnerable groups in the city, which included the orphans, the disabled, the elderly, and some people who are living with various kinds of diseases. Yes, and she says she couldn't, the company couldn't cover everybody else, but they managed to cover some. That was in a pre-interview with her. For now, sesibuyela njalo kuwe Councillor, sizawuthusa ukhona ecingweni. Ye, bengibuza ukuthi kuhambe njani ngesipho osamukele.
Ngiyaxolisa abalaleli, inethiwekhi iyahlupha, kodwa ke ngithi ngenze masinyane. Salibonana amagungini amanye wonke womhlaba. Igama nguCouncillor uKhalazani Ndlovu, njengokade sejile uthandekile ngakobulawayo ku-ward 10. Thina kobulawayo ku-ward 10 sireceive ama-groceries from CTI, i-parking company. Isingize hlaka 24 sabenefithisa 63 abantu abadala nabantu abagogekileyo, especially abashelisisayo, but akade besenza leyo program i-social welfare. I-ofisi ye-council ye-social welfare in-connection with u-councillor be-verifya ukuthi umuntu lo ngiyamazi uphila kanjani.
Yebo ke, kuyini ade kuphakathi kwalesi sipho? Kahle kahle kuyini abantu abakutholile?
Kuthiwa yi-Christmas hamba. Bekuliyibhakethi yi-campaign. Phakathi kwayo bekule 2 kg yeflower, yerayisi, 2 kg yeshukela, i-green bar eyi-1, yokuta ithirita oyi alchansi ama 500 grams ayi-2, ama ib 500 grams ayi-2, i-jam 500 grams, then izinkwa ezii esekusiba ne-10 kg yempupha.
Yebo ke, kodwa sesikhangela kahle kahle baningi yini abathola usizo ngaleli khefu lekhisimusi. Sinanzelela ukuthi njengoba usitho bakhona baningi abantu abangani baludinga.
Hayi, ngeke ngithi ngoba iwadi yami ile abantu abamore than 11,000. Kimi ngokuthi uma kubhenefithe abantu abayi-65, whoever akadeselecta the-beneficiaries, bekungatho nto elula ukuthi ayenelise, because abantu bayathwelisisa bonke sikhangelele umkhono wezelizwe ukuthi umizi nokungakanani. Yes, isifiso sami ngesilo ngalo jele i-600 or 300 amakhampani ezilihambe ngokuhlukana kwawo ekiplawbekmit zinikeze abantu abashwelisisayo akade sikhangelele ukuthi mhlaka-25 izweni aula khona abe bengamuthola, ngoba ngisayindithi 3/4 of the beneficiaries ekungomama.
Yebo ke, sizaphenduka kuye khonapho sibuze njalo lokuthi kungani abesifazana kuyibo abaningi abathole lolu sizo. Kodwa kwakhathesi siyezwa ukuthi silo mlaleli ecingweni. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo mlaleli wethu.
Sanibonani.
Yebo, siyaphila. Ungazitsho ngegama ukubana ungubani, ungaphi kwelizwe, uvela ngaphi ekhaya?
Oh, ngikhole Ndebele, ngise-South Africa, kuse-Cape.
Yebo, kuhle-ke ukuxoxa lawe Mnumzana Ndebele. Ungasichazela ukuthi kuyini ongayokusitshela khona ngaleli khefu lekhisimusi? Iwuphi umbiko wakho, iwuphi umbono wakho?
Hayi, ikhisimusi lami yayizobe ibinzima. cishe maybe isikhumbuze izigaba zika 2009 abantu abaningi bayidle vele belandile njengoba abasuka lapha eSouth Africa bathathele izimpahla ngolwesibili njengoba bethe lazi ukuthi abantu bake baye emabhenki bangatholi imali so akukho into esingayisho ukuthi ikhisimusi ibi ikhisimusi abantu abayijabulelayo noma ebachiye bethabile.
Ye utsho ngani lapho ukuthi abanye bathathelwe impahla?
Abantu angithathi eziningi zaseZimbabwe zisuka la i-grocery yaseningi uma zithi abantu emakhaya zithola lapha eSouth Africa. So abanye kube nohlupho impela la kumalayithi endleleni, impahla azifikanga, abanye nje abanye ade behamba amabhasi, abanye ade sibakhuluma laba abahamba amabhasi. Kulomi imama wasekaroyi kukambe washika nje ekhaya engasela lutho, ethi impahla zonke zithathe iziba nje izimra bethi bafuna ama-declaration form. Kodwa-ke kulakho konke nje sesikhuluma nesimo selizwe phakathi eZimbabwe, isimo semali nesimo somnotho nje sinzima njengoba abantu bengasebenzi nje. Kube buhlungu ukuthi lo muntu ovuke esemsebenzini akayibone into ayisebenzelayo ngoba le mali ayitholayo ayikwazi ukuthi ithenge ukudla, angakwazi ukuthi awondle ngakho umndeni aphinde azithuthukise yena ngokwempilo.
Yebo-ke, kodwa sesikhangela lina elisebenza emazweni, kuba ngcono yini kumndeni yenu ekhaya ukuthi lingaphosela nje okulutshwana kulalabo abangalabantwana abasemazweni?
Emazweni phela khona angithi yakwazi ukuthi la bantu abahlala emazweni isimo somnotho sijikile kuwonke amazwe. Sekuya ngokuthi yena umvuzo owamukelayo ungakanani. Isimo somnotho asimanga kuhle, sesikhuluma iqiniso nje kuwonke amazwe.
Yebo,
umuntu manje sokusebenzela ama-basic things esifana nokudla nama-rentals nani kuyayidla imali yabantu, abantu basala bengasela mali. Noma usuthumela ekhaya uyakuthumela nje okuncane kodwa vele lawo ngapho uyakusala lokhu njani uzikhama vele uyakungela lutho uyakusuzisposa ayikho into osala la.
Yebo, hhayi kuyezwakala umbono wakho. Yiliphi elokugcina ongasithiyela lona kumbe ongalithiyela abantu ekhaya umbabakini khonale?
Hayi, thina into esingayitshela nje abantu abasekhaya esingabatshela nokuthi kufanele sike sihlale phansi sicabangisise ukuthi kambe uhulumende lo esilaye uye yini kumbe uyayenza yini intando efunwa ngabantu. Ukuhlupheka kwabantu bakithi kubuhlungu. Uma sesikhuluma singakhuluma nzima nje sesifana abantu beZimbabwe sesifana le njabo omathelwane elambayo, ifike ithayo komathelwane ibaleke kodwa sasiphinde ibuyele ingabe le choice. So singabantu beZimbabwe sofanele sike sizibuze ukuthi le mpilo esikuyo kambe uhulumende lo asinikeza yona ilaliphi likusasa? Yini esiyizuza, yini esiyitshiyela abantu bethu? Ngiyabonga.
Yebo-ke, ha, umbuzo omqoka lo obuzwa nguNdebele. Thank you very much. That was Colin Ndebele, our caller from South Africa. He's from KZN in Zimbabwe. And he's bemoaning that travelers crossing the border from South Africa to Zimbabwe had their goods confiscated because of issues to do with declaring them at the Zimra there in the border post, so which makes it difficult for those who are trying to fend for their families if they can't meet the costs that are needed by the government to clear their goods, or if they are trying to evade, or if there are some misunderstandings. But there's a lot happening there. Right, sesibuyela kuwe ke Councillor Ndlovu, sasikukhohlwanga khonapho ke ecingweni ubusithi abesifazana yibo abaningi abakhanye besamukela isipho lesi esinikezwe yikhampani le yokupaka izimota. Kungani kunjalo? Bengabe beyibo yini ngoba besemakhaya, kumbe yibo abaningi ababehluphekayo?
Ngiyabonga culturally, angazi ukuthi ngithi coincidence le ngithi culturally, kwabantu abangomama yiyo ama-primary caregivers esikhathini esiningi coincidentally kwenzakala ukuthi befuna ama-elderly the criteria. Oko governing, the Okunama Insali is undone among vulnerable groups. You find it took over 90 years, 84 years, 70 years. A way, 40 or Tuna is in Kandan, is more than five, something like that, because of different social ills.
Sibona ukuthi ayisilo lodwa leli langa lekhisimusi eledlule izolo lokho kulikhefu kuqhubeka kusiya phambili abanye bazathakazela lo mnyaka omutsha kukhanya kuyaphithizela yini kusukela izolo kusukela kuthange kusiya phambili kuyaphithizela izitolo abantu bakhanya belo kunye yena imali abangathenga ngayo kubayalayina okungatshengisa nje ukuthi kule activity ngesingisi
i-activity ikhona ibingekishela kale ka ukuthi nje kukhanya ukuthi kulomehluko omncane kodwa-ke hhayi ayifani le eminyakeni kuyakhanya sile ukuthi ezikwameni akumanga kuhle le nyaka ezomnotho ungani ziyehlile kakhulu abantu yebo bayaphithizela kodwa fani
yebo-ke kodwa siyananzelela njalo ukuthi abanye bebesithi leli langa balidlalela emnyameni kungelamagesi kungelamanzi sokunjani khona ngapho-ke edolobheni lakobulawayo ngalesi simo samagetsi lesamanzi njengoba sibona nje ukuthi ungumgcini sihlalo wenhlelo zamanzi ekhansilini
yabo inhlelo zamanzi lamagetsi edolobheni enjengelakobulawayo sesikuthatha njenge-new normal amagetsi vele angeke ngikhulume ngawo mashi ainonothing ama-programs amagetsi ayingekho and asikhangelelanga ukuthi vele siza hlala silamagesi kodwa-ke amanzi ta amanzi besingelawo baqinisile abahlali alokhu engikhona kathesa inkinga kube yiyona la magesi esikhuluma ngawo ukuthi ayenelise ukusiphampela amanzi ethu lapho okulama-criteria ngama-pethu sihlale amalanga ayi-3 towards Christmas kungela lona ugetu so sehlulekile isifiso sethu ngesiloyiso besinaso ngesifiso nga sidilize onke umuntu kobulawayo mhlaka-25 utholile amanzi kodwa kulamanye ama-fortis phela esingawakhontroliwe akagesi ugesi lo nguye osesibisela sesikhona kagesi okungasazwala nakhona le community lathi sikubona sikuthi into le ibuhlungu kakhulu
yebo-ke kuyezwakala kodwa kukhanya kuyathembisa yini ngensukwane ezizayo ukuthi kuzabe sokungcono
into yamagetsi asiyiphawuli ta
ye hhayi ngingathi kahle khonapho enhlelweni zamanzi lapho elibona khona ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba sezwa kuthiwa kulo hlelo lolu i-short term kulolu mid term kulolu njani kukhona yini okungayenzakala masinyane ukuthi abantu basizakale amabhawuza lokhu engekho yini ukuthi nxa kulezi mfa kuhanjiswa amanzi nxa ingasekho isikhathi eside abantu bephile
njengathi kuyakuhlolela asila lona ibhawuza wonke amabhawuza adown sibambeke ku-procurement ukuthi siyenelise ukuthi siripeye amabhawuza yikhona ukuthi amanye ama-forces awakho ezandleni zikabulawayo kuyabe kulama-external forces ele esayini lapho engasayinanga laphasi ukuthi ubulawayo athole amanzi kodwa-ke nxa ungumzali uzathini yithi phela abakhangele ethini izakhamizi zakebe sithi hhayi siyalungisa kodwa-ke silohlupho olukhulu amanzi besicabanga ukuthi izulu lizona lena kade kuthiwa yi-cyclone kukhanya ingani alisathi indlela ema-south lapho besikhangelele khona ukuthi i-catchment area yethu akula manzi athena angenile emadamu angikabuyeleli i-statistics sakhona then i-short term yethu ibiyi-duplication of insiza pipeline ayikayenziwa imidiyam tem yethu yibhopoma dam layo ama-pepa wethu feeding process i-long term kwayisha ngani esiyithengisile layo ukuthi mhlawumbe bengasincedisa by end of 2025
which is being we are now relying on Guamanyama forces. Then ama aquifers, suddenly it is starting to get cucumber. You could have taken a case.
Yebo ke sesibuyela njalo lapha kwezomnotho sasisizwa kuqala ukuthi okansila babe lamandla ukuthi mhlawumbe nxa umuntu engenelisi ukubhadala indleko zesibhedlela bembhalele incwadi njalo betsho labanye futhi abangamukela inhlelo zikahulumende lezi ezisiza abaswelayo. Kulokho kusenzakala yini lokho? Abantu bathola yini usizo kuhulumende singasabali lezi nhlanganiso ezintutshwane esike sakhuluma ngazo?
Angiwuzanga kahle umbuzo wakho, kodwa ngicabangela ukuthi uthi abantu basawuthola yini uncedo lo. For example, ukuthi nxa bengakwanisi ukubhadala ezibhedlela, ukhansila usakwanisa ukuwabhalela incwadi ukuthi bayelatshwa?
Ye, siqale khonapho.
Yes. What I do, ewadini esikwenzayo thina singama-councillors, umuntu ofika lo hlupho olunjengalolo ngimbhalela incwadi, not going to the hospital ukuthi hayi aye esibhedlela, ngimbhalela incwadi aye ku-social welfare. I-social welfare yilo i-department elibhalayo izincwadi, li-authorize liba-exempt ukuthi bengabhadali i-such funds because of their conditions ngemva sebe-assessile ngokufunda kwabo.
Yebo ke kusho ukuthi lusesekhona ke lolu ncedo, kodwa lona ugatsha lukahulumende ke loliyana lwe-social welfare lokhu luholisa yini abadala sebegugile ke ukudla?
Angikaze ngikubone ukudla kwabo, ngike ngikamba mami. Angikaze ngikubone sicina kule programu eke yabakhona kumbe iqalise phakathi komnyaka, ibingela ama-councillors involved. Basi-involva nge-last minute, i-program yawubi ayizwakali, lakathi seke ngayizwa kumbe kuthiwa kufakwa imali emafonini kumbe kuthiwa kwenziwani, nokuthi ama-beneficiaries bathatha ngabi, because ngani bathatha abantu from a certain political party, yiba bahamba bebhalisa abantu ezindlini and i-database yakhona siyazi thina. Those social workers, social protection, nama-community health workers abayibo abakwazi ukuphila nabantu, nokuthi laphana esigabeni esingaka kulabantu abanje they were sidelined from this program. So ukuthi vele bayirana njani, bayirana bodwa emkotweni ndiyamkoto ofisi asiyazi.
Yebo ke, now looking forward to 2025, seeing the year is coming to an end, what do you foresee happening? We know that schools will be opening and parents will be paying fees. Ubone ngani kuzala nkomona? Oye, ngabona i-network is not clear. Yeah, bensithi nje kambe sesiya phambili ubona kusenzakalani. Nanko phela seziyavulwa izikolo, abazali ubona umnyaka ozayo siba ngcono yini, njengoba vele ukhathesi nje ngeviki ezayo ngamafitshane sesisele lo mzuzu.
Hayi, i-tradition phambi kukhanyani kuba nzima wethu, kodwa ke omama abahlakanikileyo abasebekhanya bamile mbijana ukuthi bathenge izivilimoco zekhisimusi bagijima kutobha amabhuku amabili amathathu, ngoba kusasezobunzima kumaviki amabili alandelayo. Omama yibo phela abagcina abantwana esikolo, kusazahlangana lobunzima ujanuwari ezingetele.
Ye, lapho-ke kuma-rates-ke ekhansili lokho libakhuthaza bayenelisa yini ukubhadala amanzi leminye imithelo?
Abahlala basayenelisi ukubhadala amanzi
lemihlelo.
Kukhuthazana ukuthi khona obalako ukuthi akutholileyo kaphosele, kodwa-ke abasayenelisi.
Yebo ke, siyabonga. Za kubamba umlomo khonapho. We have come to the end of our show and would like to say thank you to Ward 10 Councillor Ntumbane Kobulawayo, Ms. Khalazani Ndlovu. We appreciate your time and would also like to thank our callers, our listeners, our viewers. And signing off, I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga saying let's meet again tomorrow.